Well, what do you know? It's Saturday. You know what that means? Well, community connection, like that big voice guy says. That intimidating big voice guy. I'm Bill Davis. I wish I had that radio voice like that guy did. Anyway, good to see you. Thanks for joining us here on Saturday. Anytime you want to listen to one of our podcasts from Community Connection, you know, we put them all up on the interwebby thing that the kids are talking about, you know, the willy-nilly internet thing. Anyway, it's at kgmi.com. Click on podcast, scroll down, you'll see Community Connection, and you can download it or listen to it to your heart's content. Very, very pleased to welcome a good friend of mine, back to the program, Marcia Neal, senior agent at Vibrant USA. In case you don't know, it's a company that specializes in health insurance, and they help you prepare for Medicare as well. Hello, my dear. How you been?
I am fine, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm okay. You happy to be here?
I am very happy to be
just
here.
Just happy
again.
To be anywhere, all right?
Yeah. You know, it's great to have the opportunity to share information about Medicare and let people know that Vibrant USA is here as a resource to help seniors navigate their insurance options. Our agency focuses on plans to go with Medicare and the individual insurance market. We are dedicated to staying unbiased and helping folks enroll in the right plan for their needs.
Well, obviously, that is of great help to everybody. Now, help me out on the date. We're not in open enrollment,
not yet.
Right? Okay. So would you be talking to people about Medicare or not talking to people about Medicare? Or how about the big question, when's the best time people should, you know, holler at you guys about the enrollment plans?
Well, great question. Okay. So if someone is turning 65, they will want to enroll in Medicare when they turn 65.
Okay.
Those folks have an enrollment window the 3 months before their birth month, and 3 months after. We recommend signing up with Medicare through Social Security 2 to 3 months before your birthday month to avoid any delays. We can then explain their options for insurance, health, and drug plans to go along with their Medicare. If they are already collecting their Social Security benefit checks, they will automatically be enrolled in Medicare, and their ID card should arrive about 3 months before their birth month.
Hmm.
On the other hand, if someone is still working in an employer plan with more than 20 employees, they can wait to enroll. We are seeing people wait longer to retire these days, so it's very common to continue on the company plan after they turn 65. So people are eligible for Medicare when they turn 65, but if they are still working and have employer group coverage, they can delay their Medicare without penalties.
All right. So you're turning 65 and maybe you're going to retire a couple of years later. What happens if you didn't enroll when you were 65? Is there another timeline to deal with there?
Yeah, that's a great question. So when you leave or lose your group coverage, some people are getting laid off and things,
yeah,
you have 8 months after your coverage ends to enroll into Medicare Part B and choose a plan to go along with it. However, waiting may leave you without coverage. So
I understand that, because I know you warned me about this when I enrolled in Medicare. There can be a penalty if you don't do that on time. You know, they can take away your children, your house, your car, everything. Is that B and D or both of them or one of the other?
Yeah, true. So there are penalties. So if you do not enroll in Medicare Part B or Part D, the prescription drug plan, when you are eligible, you could have a penalty. However, if you have employer coverage with more than 20 employees, it is very unlikely you will incur a penalty. So if your group plan is as good as or better than Medicare, and most of them are, mm-hmm, then that is considered credible coverage. And as long as you can provide proof you had the coverage, you won't be penalized.
I know that you've been on here before and you've talked about an option about going on Medicare instead of the group plan if you're working past 65. Would you consider that a good idea or not?
Well, that's definitely something to think about. So you'll want to compare your current coverage, your premiums, and out-of-pocket cost to decide whether it would make sense to either stay on your group plan and delay your Medicare,
mm-hmm,
go on to Medicare and have it coordinate benefits with your group plan. So Medicare will come in on anybody who has group coverage with 20 or more employees.
Mm-hmm.
It comes in and pays second, so helps with those deductibles, the cost sharing.
Sure.
And then you could just leave your group coverage and enroll in Medicare and a Medicare insurance plan. So anytime you decide to leave your company plan, you will have a special enrollment period to enroll, even if you are still working.
Well, I'm assuming that if somebody has that situation before them and they come to you on bended knee and say, please help me, you can probably talk about their circumstances and point them in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we do. So we educate our clients on all of their options, and often clients will choose to stay on their employer plan if it's better coverage than what they will receive with Medicare and the plans we sell. And as some people near their 61st birthday or retirement, we really encourage attending one of our Medicare 101 webinars. Mm-hmm. We host free bi-monthly webinars via live online meetings, and it's a great way to learn the Medicare basics. They can also visit with one of our local agents in person or by phone or video chat, or we also post informational videos on the basics of Medicare on our website at vibrantusa.com.
I always try to stay on top of like rules changes and things that are happening in Medicare, because a lot of times they can kind of slip it by you. Not that they're nefarious, but they they just make changes from time to time, and you got to keep up on it. A lot of people don't. Is that something most folks should be thinking about, like coming to you and say, hey, anything changing this year?
Yeah, Medicare does that to protect Medicare beneficiaries. They make these rules, and so they're trying to make it so it's better for the client, the enrollees.
So are there any changes going on right now?
Yeah. So every year, Medicare makes rule changes that agents and insurance companies need to follow in order to be compliant. I want to mention two changes that your listeners may be impacted by. So the first one is Medicare now requires that all conversations over the phone or through virtual meetings like Zoom must be recorded. Some clients are not keen on this new rule, but it is now a requirement your agent needs to follow. The second thing is what we call a scope of appointment. This is a form informing your agent what plans you're allowing them to discuss, and your agent must restrict their conversations to only the plans you select: Medicare Advantage, Part D drug plans, etc. So for many years, Medicare has required an agent to have a scope of appointment form completed prior to an agent meeting with the client to discuss the plans. Mm-hmm. This could be completed any time before the appointment started. However, for this annual enrollment period, Medicare is requiring these forms be completed 48 hours in advance. Hmm. So folks who call in to make an appointment with an agent need to be sure to immediately sign the scope of appointment so it is signed and dated at least 48 hours before their appointment. If an agent phones at your appointment time and sees you did not sign the form in time, they're required to reschedule your appointment. Yeah. So this can greatly impact folks who don't use computers and may have to have their form mailed to them and then mail it back. So calling in early to schedule your annual review will help for a smooth meeting this coming annual enrollment period.
My brain hurts already. If somebody told me there's something I cannot talk about, I'd go crazy as a radio person. Anything else we need to know about the enrollment period?
Yeah, everyone is trying to enjoy the summer, and insurance is probably the last thing on their mind, but the annual enrollment period will be here soon. So in late September, early October, folks on a Medicare Advantage or a Part D drug plan need to keep an eye out for their 2024 notification of changes. This document will highlight any changes their plan is making for January. After reviewing the changes, if they decide they want to make a plan change, then give us a call and schedule a time in October to review your plan options. 2024 plan information becomes available October 1st. Anyone wanting to make a change for January has from October 15th until December 7th to submit an application for a new plan starting January 1st.
Okay. Everybody's enjoying the nice weather. We've had a lot of outdoor events going on. I know you're always involved with the Senior Day in the Park. That was in Ferndale back on Wednesday the 2nd. How'd that go?
Yeah. So first, the Senior Day in the Park at Homestead Park was held this last Wednesday. Mm-hmm. It was a great success. Attendees enjoyed a lot of great weather, useful handouts, and information from vendors. Activities were held throughout the day, like garden tours, music. They had an Elvis guy. It was great. Lunch, which was wonderful, and just a lot of laughter throughout the day.
Nice.
Skagit County will be holding their Senior Day in the Park on August 17th at Maven Park in Burlington, starting at 10 o'clock. I would encourage any listeners in the Skagit area to take the time to attend. There will be over 50 vendors with useful information about senior-related services, fun handouts. They give out a lot of goodies. Mm-hmm. And then lunch, et cetera. So it's just a great way to spend a day.
Yeah.
And you could always stop by the Vibrant USA booth and say hi to our folks.
Well, it's always nice to get outside instead of being cooped up in an office, right? If somebody needs your help with any of these plans we've talked about, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Well, we're still offering those free educational online live webinars twice a month, one at 10 a.m. and one at 5:30 p.m. These webinars are a great way to learn the basics of Medicare, or we also post informational videos on the basics of Medicare on our website at www.vibrantusa.com. To find out the dates of these webinars, when they're being held, or to visit with one of our local agents in person, by phone, or video chat, call us directly at 866-733-5111. You can visit our website or find us on Facebook.
Marcia Neal of Vibrant USA, always great seeing you. You're welcome back anytime.
Thanks, Phil.